What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The trip to Warwick Castle wasn't planned very far in advance. The family was spending a week traveling through England, moving from one destination to another, and stopping wherever something looked interesting. Some attractions had been carefully researched before they left home. Others were chosen on the spot. Warwick Castle happened to fall into the second category. It was nearby, everyone had heard of it, and it seemed like a good way to spend an afternoon. Her son was 10 years old at the time. Like most children his age, history wasn't exactly a passion. He tolerated museums because his parents enjoyed them and occasionally found old castles interesting because they looked like something from a movie. His mother certainly didn't expect Warwick Castle to leave much of an impression on him. At first, it seemed like any other family outing. They collected a map, entered the grounds, and began following the suggested route through the castle. The place was crowded with tourists. Families wandered through courtyards. Visitors stopped to take photographs, and guides led groups from room to room. Looking back years later, his mother would struggle to identify exactly when she first realized something wasn't quite right. What she remembered most was how familiar everything seemed to him. Not exciting, not impressive, familiar. Within minutes, he had stopped looking at the map entirely. While the rest of the family occasionally checked signs or paused to decide which direction to go next, he simply walked. More than once, he turned a corner ahead of everyone else and continued without hesitation, as though he already knew where the corridor led. At first, she assumed it was coincidence. The castle wasn't difficult to navigate. Plenty of visitors wandered confidently from room to room. The odd part wasn't that he seemed comfortable there. The odd part was that he occasionally appeared confused when things weren't where he expected them to be. The first time it happened, he stopped in the middle of a hallway and stared at a section of wall. When his mother asked what he was looking at, he explained that something felt wrong. There should have been another doorway there. Not a secret passage, not a hidden room. Just a doorway. There wasn't one. His mother pointed this out and expected the conversation to end. Instead, he continued staring at the wall for several moments before reluctantly moving on. Similar comments followed throughout the afternoon. A staircase wasn't where it should have been. A corridor felt too short. A room seemed smaller than he remembered. The comments made so little sense that she mostly ignored them. Whenever she asked how he knew what things should look like, he never had an answer. He simply shrugged and moved on. The longer the visit continued, however, the harder it became to dismiss. The comments weren't random. They always involved the layout of the castle itself, so he never mentioned visions or strange feelings. Instead, he spoke the way someone might react after returning to a hometown they hadn't visited in years. He seemed less surprised by what he recognized than by what had changed. As the afternoon went on, his mother began paying closer attention. What struck her most was his certainty. He never sounded like a child making things up. There was no excitement in his voice, no attempt to impress anyone. If anything, he sounded mildly frustrated whenever reality failed to match whatever expectation existed in his mind. That feeling followed them into one of the oldest sections of the castle. The crowds had thinned somewhat, leaving visitors to move quietly through a series of stone corridors and chambers. It was there that her son suddenly stopped walking altogether. He stood perfectly still, studying the area around him. Then he looked over his shoulder and asked a question that would stay with his mother for the rest of her life. Why had they closed the passageway? At first, she had no idea what he was talking about. He pointed toward a thick stone wall nearby and explained that there used to be another corridor beyond it. According to him, it connected to a different part of the castle and made getting around much easier. His mother reminded him that he had never been there before. He looked at her with genuine confusion. For a moment, he seemed as surprised by that fact as she was. Then he simply nodded and continued walking. The conversation might have ended there if not for what happened less than 20 minutes later. While listening to one of the guides discuss the history of the castle, the family learned that a passageway had once existed in the exact location her son had pointed out. It had been sealed centuries earlier during renovations. His mother remembers turning to look at him. He didn't appear shocked. He didn't appear pleased. If anything, he looked relieved, as though someone had finally confirmed something he already knew. The remainder of the tour passed in a haze of unanswered questions. His mother tried to convince herself there had to be a reasonable explanation. Perhaps he had overheard another guide speaking earlier in the day. Maybe he had picked up details from exhibits without realizing it. Children absorbed information in strange ways sometimes. A forgotten comment or passing observation could easily reappear later and seem far more significant than it really was. The problem was that none of those explanations fully fit what she had witnessed. Her son never behaved like someone recalling information he had learned. He behaved like someone noticing changes. That distinction bothered her more than she cared to admit. As they continued through the castle, she found herself paying closer attention to everything he said. She stopped dismissing the comments and began listening carefully. The more she listened, the more unsettling the pattern became. Whenever he spoke about the castle, he never described things in the past tense, and he described them as though they should still exist. A doorway should be here. A staircase should be there. A corridor should connect to another room. The observations weren't dramatic. In fact, they were often so casual that another person might not have noticed them at all. Yet taken together, they created a strange impression. It felt less like a child imagining stories and more like someone trying to navigate a place they somehow remembered differently. By the time they reached the final sections of the castle, his mother had started testing him without telling him she was doing it. Nothing obvious. Just small questions whenever they approached an unfamiliar area. She would ask what he thought was ahead or whether he wanted to go left or right. Sometimes he shrugged and admitted he didn't know. Other times, the answer came immediately, as though he never needed to think about it. Those moments stayed with her, not because he was always right, because of how natural it seemed. There was no excitement when his assumptions turned out to be correct, no satisfaction, no sense that he had successfully guessed something. If anything, he seemed surprised that everyone else didn't already know. The most unsettling moment came late in the afternoon. The family had entered a quieter part of the castle where the crowds had thinned considerably. Several rooms contained displays explaining how portions of Warwick Castle had changed over the centuries. Architectural drawings showed renovations, additions, and structural alterations that had transformed sections of the property over hundreds of years. Most visitors glanced at the displays and moved on. Her son stopped. For nearly a minute, he studied one particular illustration. Then he pointed toward a drawing of a room that no longer existed. Without hesitation, he identified it. Not by reading the description, by recognizing it. When his mother asked how he knew what it was, he looked genuinely confused by the question. The answer seemed obvious to him, even though he couldn't explain why. A few moments later, he identified another section that had been removed long before either of them were born. that was the first time his mother felt genuinely uncomfortable, not frightened. Uncomfortable. Because she was running out of explanations. The drive back to their hotel that evening was surprisingly quiet. Her son seemed tired and spent most of the journey staring out the window. Eventually, she asked him about the castle one last time. His answer was simple. He didn't know why he knew those things. He only knew that the castle felt familiar. The comment lingered in her mind long after the conversation ended. Life eventually moved on, as it always does. The family returned home. School resumed. Months became years. The strange afternoon at Warwick Castle gradually faded into one of those unusual family memories that occasionally surfaced but never found an explanation. What surprised her most was that her son rarely mentioned it again. As he grew older, his interest in the experience seemed to fade rather than deepen. He never became obsessed with history. He never researched Warwick Castle. He never tried to prove anything had happened that day. If anyone brought up the story, he simply shrugged and admitted he still couldn't explain it. For his mother, however, the mystery never entirely disappeared. Every now and then, she would remember a particular moment from that afternoon and find herself wondering how a 10-year-old child could have known things that, by all appearances, he should never have known. The older she became, the less certain she felt about the answers. Then, nearly 25 years later, her phone rang. Her son was calling from England. He was there for work and had decided to spend an extra day sightseeing before flying home. During the conversation, he casually mentioned something that immediately caught her attention. He had gone back to Warwick Castle. The moment he said it, she felt herself transported back to that afternoon decades earlier. What she didn't know was that her son had spent most of the day asking himself the same question she had carried for nearly half her life. Would it still feel familiar? The answer had surprised him. For most of his adult life, the visit to Warwick Castle remained exactly where strange childhood experiences usually end up. It wasn't forgotten, but it wasn't something he spent much time thinking about either. Every few years, the story might come up in conversation, usually when someone mentioned unusual experiences or family vacations. His mother would tell people about the afternoon when her 10-year-old son somehow seemed to know his way around a castle he had never visited. He would shrug, laugh, and admit that he still had no explanation for any of it. Life moved on. School became college. College became a career. The years accumulated the way they always do, quietly and without much notice. The memory of Warwick Castle gradually became less important than the countless other experiences that filled adulthood. If anyone had asked him whether he thought something paranormal happened that day, he probably wouldn't have known how to answer. Then, nearly 25 years later, work unexpectedly took him back to England. The trip had nothing to do with the castle. He happened to have an extra day before flying home and found himself looking for something to do. Warwick Castle appeared almost as an afterthought. The moment he saw the name, however, he realized he wanted to go back. Not because he expected answers, not because he thought he would suddenly remember something important. He was simply curious whether the place would feel as familiar as it once had. What surprised him was how quickly the feeling returned. The moment he stepped through the entrance, he felt it. Not recognition exactly, something closer to comfort. The sensation was difficult to describe even to himself. He wasn't remembering specific events from his childhood visit. In many ways, he remembered very little about that day. What returned instead was the strange certainty that had accompanied him through the castle all those years ago. As he walked through the grounds, he found himself looking toward corridors, staircases, and rooms with the same feeling that he had experienced as a child. Several times he caught himself thinking that something wasn't where it should be. The thought bothered him because it made no sense. He had not spent his life studying Warwick Castle. He wasn't an amateur historian. He hadn't memorized floor plans or researched architectural changes. Yet the feeling persisted throughout the day. Certain areas seemed perfectly familiar, while others felt altered somehow, as though he were looking at a place that had been rearranged while he was away. As an adult, he approached the experience differently than he had as a child. Instead of accepting the feeling, he questioned it. He read exhibits more carefully. He spent time speaking with guides and historians. He looked for practical explanations and ordinary answers. If he remembered something accurately, surely there was a reason for it. Instead, the conversations only deepened the mystery. Several of the features he vaguely remembered had indeed existed at one time. Passageways had been sealed, rooms had been altered, sections of the castle had been renovated repeatedly across hundreds of years. None of this proved anything, of course. Old castles changed constantly. Yet every explanation seemed to create new questions instead of resolving old ones. By the end of the day, he found himself sitting quietly on the grounds, looking back at the castle and feeling much the same way his mother had all those years earlier. Confused, not frightened, not amazed, simply unable to explain what had happened. When he called his mother that evening, she immediately recognized something in his voice. The conversation brought both of them back to that afternoon decades earlier. Neither of them had spent years searching for answers. Neither had built theories about reincarnation, past lives, or anything else. Yet after all that time, they found themselves discussing the same question they had never been able to resolve. The older he became, the less interested he was in finding an explanation, and the more interested he became in the mystery itself. Some experiences seemed to lose their power once they were solved. This one never had. 25 years later, it remained exactly what it had always been. A strange afternoon in a castle where a child somehow seemed to recognize a place he had never seen before. His mother still thinks about it from time to time, and not because she believes she knows what happened, because she doesn't. A 10-year-old boy walked into Warwick Castle and behaved as though parts of it were familiar. Decades later, he returned and discovered that the feeling had never completely disappeared. The years between those visits had provided countless opportunities for the memory to fade, distort, or lose its significance. Instead, it remained exactly what it had always been. A question. And after all this time, neither of them is any closer to answering it.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.